Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. There is a good reason why the illustration of a shepherd with his sheep is often used in the Bible. It was an illustration people could easily identify with within the cultural context of the time. This biblical image can be built and adapted to our times, taking into consideration our role in being shepherds to and for one another. You see, Christians are not meant to be just sheep. Christians are also called to follow the Good Shepherd so as to grow into maturity to become shepherds. But before we can be good shepherds who lead the way for others, we must first be sheep who know and follow the Chief Shepherd's voice ourselves. It's surely the project of a lifetime, but given what the Lord has done for us, what could ever be greater or more important? In today's message titled, Good Sheep Become Good Shepherds, Evangelist Paul Akwa shares on the heart of what it means to be true disciples of the Good Shepherd.
God created you to be catered for like sheep by the Good Shepherd. Before David became a king, he killed Goliath. Why could he kill that giant? The reason is that he depended on the Lord. Don't have this idea that I am strong, I am rich, I can provide for myself. Don't live like that. You will stress out, grow old faster, and die younger. You are meant to live life being guided by the Good Shepherd, who is God Himself. Carry out your duties being directed by the Good Shepherd. Rest being guided by the Good Shepherd. Make your plans knowing you are at the center of the Good Shepherd's plans. That's how you ought to live. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25 that, For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. So there is somebody overseeing our souls. There is somebody guiding us and directing us on the right path. Jesus is the one who brought us back. We allow ourselves to be directed by him. We then become good shepherds. It's so important. David was a good example. Look at the awesome things that he did. He became a major world player. David wrote almost all the Psalms. He knocked down Goliath, everyone knows this story, and became the greatest king that ever lived. Why? He was a good sheep and became a good shepherd. David was a good shepherd. He took care of the sheep and became the shepherd of God's people. David was a shepherd, but he likened himself as a sheep. We all know that because he wrote Psalm 23 and said, The Lord is my shepherd. So David saw himself as a sheep. He said, Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. This was words from David by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. So no lack of peace, no financial lack, no lack of good health, no lack of favor, no lack in my life because the Lord is my shepherd. Can you also say that? David said, The Lord is my shepherd. He makes me lie down. Who makes him lie down? The good shepherd. The Lord makes him lie down. He leads me beside the still waters. Not I lead myself. He restores my soul. You know, the world says, do things in your own way, independent of God. How about being led by the good shepherd? Who is wiser? Who is stronger? Who can see way ahead of you? Who loves you unconditionally? Who is more powerful than you? Who will take care of you? That's how we got to live, my friend. How about leading peaceful and restful life? You will not live a stressful life, but a restful life because you have made the good shepherd your shepherd. Never live your life independent of the good shepherd. Good sheep become good shepherds. That's very important. God has placed us on this earth to shepherd his people. He wants good shepherds to lead his people. We need to recognize that we are called and anointed by God. We need to start believing in God. If your life is completely out of control and you need help, God's word is for you. So listen carefully. Are you a good shepherd? Every leader must be a good shepherd. Every one of us is leading somebody. A good sheep becomes a good shepherd. Bear that in mind. You see, leaders are described as shepherds of God's people. In the Old Testament, the Bible says, "Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord." That's Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 1. You see, the Bible has a tremendous indictment of the false leaders who seek their own good rather than the good of the flock. It's so important. Let me read you something from Ezekiel chapter 34. I start from verse 2. "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. Woe to you, shepherds of Israel, who only take care of yourselves. Should not shepherds take care of the flock? You eat the curds, clothe yourselves with the wool, and slaughter the choice animals. But you do not take care of the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays, or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. So they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for all the wild animals." Verse 6, "My sheep wandered over all the mountains and on every high hill. They were scattered over the whole earth, and no one searched or looked for them." That's Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 2 to 6. So we are placed on this earth to be good shepherds. David was a good shepherd. See how good he was. David said to Saul, let's open our Bibles to 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 37. David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of the Philistine." So Saul said to David, "Go, and the Lord be with you." 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 34 to 37. That's remarkable. Everyone was against David. Nobody believed he could fight the giant. How come David could believe it? How did David have faith? Where did David's faith come from? David had already proven the power and faithfulness of God on his life at the backside of the desert when no one else was watching. You see, he was a good sheep and he became a good shepherd. When he was just keeping track of a few little sheep, he was supposed to protect the sheep and try to prevent the lion and the bear from attacking them. He was not supposed to die in this process. David was a good shepherd. Why? He went beyond what was expected of him. David put his life on the line when there was just a few little sheep to take care of. My friend, we have been put on this earth to be good shepherds. You see, there are people who would just say, "Oh, it's just a small Bible study group. There are only few people coming. I don't need to prepare much. It's not a big deal." And so they don't put themselves into it. But if they were invited to speak to 1,000 people, they would say, "Oh, I will fast and pray and come out with a message." Friend, if you are not faithful in few things, you are not counted faithful in bigger things. There are a lot of people who are just waiting until everywhere is full and complete, until something is on the line that they can get credit for. And then they will believe God. but they wouldn't believe God in their everyday lives. You see, this picture of the shepherd passes over into the New Testament. Jesus is the good shepherd. He's the shepherd who risked his life to seek and to save the one strayed sheep. You know, he had pity on the people because they were like sheep without a shepherd. Christ's disciples are his little flock. He said that when he is struck, the sheep will scatter. You know, so we were his little flock. He is the shepherd of human souls. He is the great shepherd of the sheep, just as in the Old Testament picture. The leaders of the church are the shepherds and the people are the flock. It's the duty of the leader to feed the flock of God, to do it eagerly and not for love of money, not to use the position for the exercise of power and to be an example to the flock. You see, Paul urged elders of Ephesus to take heed all the flock over which the Holy Spirit had made them overseers. The Bible records in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, that keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he bought with his own blood. But if you are not a good sheep, if you are not being directed by the shepherd, you will not be a good shepherd. So we are all being directed by the good shepherd, Jesus Christ, so we can feed his lamb. He can take care of the flock, his people. You know, it was Jesus' last command to Peter that he should feed his lamb and take care of his sheep. The very word pastor in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 is the Latin word for shepherd. We are here to be directed by the shepherd and we in turn become good shepherds. So my friend, it's a pity to find people thinking that they are the captain of their destiny. I am the master of my life. You see them leading their lives independent of God. God never intended us to be self-centered, leading our own lives. No, we are not supposed to live like that. You need a shepherd to direct you, and you in turn become a good shepherd as well to direct people and help them. God has a plan for our lives. Your story began before you were born. You may say, how can that be? Bible says in Jeremiah 1:5 that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. And again, the Bible says in the New Testament, Ephesians 2:10, that for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So God said he had already ordained a prophet. It was before Jeremiah was born. God said he had already ordained good works for us to do. Even before we became born again, God has a purpose for you. Not just after you go to school, when you find your talent and you develop it. No, from the womb, before you were born, God had already planned for your life. And how can you walk in your destiny until you realize that there is a good shepherd there to be directed and guided by him? And you, from what you have learned, will also be a good shepherd. I pray that people will take note of this. And if you have not given your life to Christ, then you cannot really be directed in the way that God wants you to live and even become a good shepherd. If you have received him already, learn from God and become a good shepherd. If you haven't received Christ and you want to do so, this is the only time to do it, and you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart. and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries. Sharing Christ, changing lives.